Six new weight loss drugs that could dethrone Ozempic. The arrival of semaglutide and similar GLP-1 drugs has ushered in a new era of obesity treatment. These medications mimic the GLP-1 hormone, helping people lose far more weight than diet and exercise alone. Semaglutide was developed by Novo Nordisk. It's the active ingredient in the type 2 diabetes drug Ozempic, and in the obesity treatment Wegovy, both taken as a weekly shot. Though only Wegovy is officially approved for obesity, Ozempic has become cultural shorthand for GLP-1 therapy. It's often prescribed off-label for weight loss, but Ozempic's reign on top may soon be over. Eli Lilly's tirzepatide, sold as Zepbound and Mounjaro, combines GLP-1 with a second hunger-related hormone, called GIP. On average, it produces greater weight loss than semaglutide, and more GLP-1-based drugs are coming fast, some likely to reach the public this year. Even Novo Nordisk is racing ahead, recently winning FDA approval for a once-daily Wegovy pill. Here are six Ozempic rivals that could change the game. 1. Orforglipron, developed by Eli Lilly. Orforglipron mimics the GLP-1 hormone, but unlike most GLP-1 drugs, it's taken as a once-daily pill. In phase 3 trials, people on the highest dose lost around 10% of their body weight. Those on a placebo, only about 2.5%. Another study found it could help people keep off weight they'd lost using semaglutide or tirzepatide. The FDA decision is expected this spring. While orforglipron may be slightly less potent than other GLP-1 drugs, its convenience is key. A daily pill, no food or timing restrictions could appeal to many patients. 2. CagriSema. Novo Nordisk is also developing CagriSema, a weekly injection that combines semaglutide with cagrilintide, an amylin mimic. In late-stage trials, participants lost up to 22.7% of their body weight in a year. The company submitted it for FDA approval in December, with a decision expected this year. If approved, CagriSema could be the most effective GLP-1 drug yet. The results fell just short of 25% weight loss. It will compete head-to-head with Eli Lilly's tirzepatide. 3. VK2735. Viking Therapeutics is challenging the dominance of Novo and Lilly with VK2735. This drug mimics GLP-1 and GIP, like tirzepatide, and is being developed in both oral and injectable forms. Early trials showed up to 12% weight loss in just 13 weeks, but nearly 28% of participants dropped out due to gastrointestinal side effects, like vomiting. Phase 3 trials are already underway. 4. MariTide. Amgen's MariTide brings a new twist. It's a monthly injection, not weekly, and it blocks the hormone GIP instead of mimicking it. In phase 2 trials, people with obesity lost up to 20% of their weight over a year. Even patients with type 2 diabetes lost up to 17%, a strong result for this group. If approved, MariTide could offer both convenience and a fresh approach to obesity treatment. 5. Retatrutide, perhaps the most hyped drug yet. Eli Lilly's retatrutide mimics three hormones at once, GLP-1, GIP, and glucagon. In trials, participants lost nearly 30% of their body weight, around 71 pounds in 68 weeks. That rivals the results of bariatric surgery. Patients with knee osteoarthritis even saw significant pain relief. Side effects may be tougher than with semaglutide, and not everyone will want or need that much weight loss, but its potential is massive. Phase 3 results are expected in 2026. 6. Rejuva. Finally, the most futuristic option of all. Fractyl Health's Rejuva is an injectable gene therapy, designed to make the body produce its own GLP-1, possibly for life. In mice, a single course matched the benefits of current GLP-1 drugs, because it stimulates GLP-1 production only in response to food, it could be easier to tolerate. Rejuva will begin its first human trial this year, starting with people who have poorly controlled diabetes. If successful, it could redefine what weight loss treatment looks like. The age of Ozempic dominance is fading. The next generation of therapies is already here, and they promise options ranging from simple pills, to monthly injections, to one-time genetic treatments. For millions living with obesity, the landscape is about to change.